Hey everyone, welcome to Naughty Get to Know Night, that show where you ask me naughty questions, and I give you answers to the best of my ability. Let's jump into it, shall we? The first question's from Georgia, who asks, are you actually into DDLG, or is it something you just do for audios? I love it either way. Thank you for your question, Georgia. I am quite a fan of dynamic play, whether it's DDLG or pet play or any of those varieties of different types of dynamics. I'm a fan of it, and I really enjoy engaging in that kind of play. So yeah, it's not something I just do for audios. It's something I actually enjoy in my real life. So thank you for your question, Georgia. The next question is from Anonymous. They ask, hey Kay, I have a question. I'm personally not into DDLG and kinky stuff, but I really like your content, like your Parenthood audios and Vanilla Not Safe for Works. Is it okay for you if I want to stay in the community? Does it hurt your feeling if I'm not a fan of DDLG audios? I'm sorry. Thank you in advance. First, you don't have to apologize. Yeah, of course. I feel like everyone's welcome in the community regardless of what your predilections may lie. Like, regardless of whether you're into DDLG or not into DDLG or... you know, I feel like no matter who you are, you're welcome. I don't feel like you should feel excluded for not wanting or wanting something. So yes, you're more than welcome to stay, and I'm glad you're here. So thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. Gabby J asks, are girls with little experience or few partners a turn off? No, not at all. I feel like I have quite a few questions in Naughty Get to Know Night, which are things like, would you date a virgin? Is being a virgin sexy? What if I have little to no dating experience? Does that make me not viable? I don't think any of those things hurt your viability as a partner. No, I don't think it's a turn off. In some ways, it's a turn on, because it's sexy and it's like kind of hot to be like, I'm going to be the first one to show you all these things. So from that point of view, I think it's actually more of a blessing than a curse, because I'm like, oh cool, I'll be the first person to show you like how to suck a dick, or like I'll be the first person to like actually properly fuck you, or like, I don't know, just there's something about it that's kind of like, it's like cool, I get to show you and take you through all these experiences that you haven't done before. I don't know, I think of it in the same way as, imagine you've never been to Paris, right? And I've been to Paris a lot. And you're like, wow, would you date me? I've never been to Paris. I'll be like, no, that's awesome. I would love to take you to Paris. I know all the awesome places. I want to show you around. I want to like look at it through your eyes. Like there's just so many cool things about taking you to Paris. So like, yeah, no, a lack of experience isn't a bad thing at all. Conversely, if you're like, I've been to Paris a lot, I'll be like, dope. We both know Paris super well. Let's like, we know all the sites. Show me your things that you love about Paris. I want to show you my things. Like, I think both sides are both, they're different, but they're both equally as exciting. And I think your partner, whoever it may be, should find whatever your situation is exciting, because on both sides of the coins, it's both exciting. Someone who's had a lot of partners, a lot of experience, brings something to the table. Someone with no experience, not a lot of partners, brings something to the table too. So yeah, it's not a bad thing at all. I don't want anyone to ever think it's a bad thing, because it's not. There's no shame in having sexual experience at all. There really shouldn't be. So, I hope that answers your question, Gabby J. Thank you for asking it. Anonymous asks, what are your thoughts about a wake up BJ? If you listen to my most recent audio, you know what my thoughts are. I am a fan. I really enjoy sleep play, though. I am such a fan of being woken up by sex or waking up someone by sex. I think it's so much fun. Such a fantasy play. So, I'm always going to say yes. I'm like, yeah, do whatever you want to me while I'm sleeping, and I'll enjoy it when I wake up. And if my partner's okay with it too, I love fucking her awake or eating her out to wake her up or any kind of, like, anything along those lines would be amazing. So, yes. Yes to wake up BJs. Yes to sleep play. I'm a fan. So, thank you for your question. When you're having sex, do you like it hard and fast or slow? That's such a hard question because the answer is kind of both. It depends on the situation. I think there are times when hard and fast sex makes sense, and there's time when slow sex makes sense. It just depends on the mood, the situation, the vibe, like what's going on, you know? So, my answer is situationally. It depends. It depends on what's going on. I guess hard and fast, like, I don't know, like we're like worked up or pent up, and it's just like, ah, I just want to fuck you, and it's just like hard and fast. Or like, you know, we're like being lazy all day in bed together. We've been like rolling around the sheets. We're just gonna have it nice and slow. We have so much time. There's nothing to do. All we're gonna do is just fuck and just relax all day. Like that would be nice and slow, you know? So it depends on the situation, is my answer. Would you ever do a porn film if asked to? Asked by who is my first question. Depends on who's asking, but my answer is depends. It depends. I wouldn't be against it. I would definitely be okay with shooting POV from my POV. I would be okay with that. I would do that without too much complaining. Yeah, I wouldn't be against doing POV probably, but that would be probably the extent of what I would do now. If I was a lot younger, if I was a much younger man, and like work and career stuff was different, and I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna be a full-time porn star, I would show all of myself. I wouldn't have had any gripes. I'd be like, yeah, whatever, this is who I'm gonna be, and I'd be a porn star. But considering where I am now in life and all this other stuff, I wouldn't be okay with being like a full-fledged, like, this is my face, I'm a porn star anymore. But I would definitely perform in a film. More likely because my partner needed someone to perform with them more than anything. That'd be the most likely reason I'd show up in porn is because I'm performing for my partner. Because for their job, not for mine. But yeah, so I would in fact do porn, and I wouldn't have any gripes with it as long as I'm doing POV from my angle. But yeah, thank you for your question. Do you give a good massage? Have you ever done a full body massage? I feel like I give a pretty good massage. I've always been told I give really good massages. I feel like I've been giving good massages since I've been like 11 years old. Like I remember being a kid and just giving out massages to people, and people would be like, "Oh my God, these are valuable." I remember paying for stuff in college with massages because people were like, "Oh, I'll buy you this, but you got to give me a massage for it." I'm like, "All right, that's fine, I'll do it." So I think my massages are pretty good. I don't want to like be like, yeah, they're the best massages in the world, because I've never given myself a massage, so I don't know how good they are. But from other people who've received them, they say it's good and valuable. So I guess they're good. But yeah, I enjoy. I think it's because I enjoy giving people massages. I love like touching people's bodies. I love like feeling where their pain might be. I love feel like. I'm really tactile. I love touching things. I love like feeling. So like massages are great, because it's like tapping into all these things that I love doing. I love like touching. I love being intuitive. I love being like, you know, my back hurts. I'm like, okay, but where? And then like, and they're like, I can't explain it. I'm like, okay, let me feel and be like, is it here? And they're like, oh my God, you're right on it. I'm like, okay, perfect. Let me get out this knot. Let me like work out your back. Let me stretch. Let me like, it's I don't know. I really like doing massages. It's a lot of fun. All right. Camille asks, are stretch marks and cellulite a turn on for you? Yeah, I would say so. I don't know. I think when I was younger, I wasn't so fascinated with stretch marks, but I think now where I am, I think stretch marks are really sexy. I don't know why, but I really like them. I love rubbing my finger along them or against them, or just like, I don't know, they're just great. I know a lot of girls are really insecure about their stretch marks. But I think I find a lot of beauty in what you're really insecure about. Which is it's I don't know how to explain it. I think some of the most beautiful things about people are the things that they hide the most, if that makes sense. Like I knew a girl who had freckles on her like below her waist, and she hated them, and I was like, they're really cute. And I loved them because only I got to see them. No one else got to see them. Like, they were, like, for me. And so I feel about stretch marks that are in, like, private areas. I just feel like they're, like, for me. And I just kind of, like, they're, like, they're mine. And I don't know. There's something possessive about it. I'm a fan. I support it. I'm here for some stretch marks. I'm here for some cellulite. Like, it's cute. It you're real. Like, you're a real human being. Like, these are just things that real human beings have. So they're just sexy. Thank you for your question. The next question is, if a girl didn't shave down there, would that be a turnoff to you? No, I would go down on her with a full bush. There's, yeah, if I'm into you, I'm into you. Like, hair, no hair, whatever you do, you don't do, I don't care, I'm into you. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, I truly don't give a shit about anything else. Like, I'm here for you. So if you have hair down there, you have hair down there. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. The next question is, are you an ass or tits guy? That is, these binary questions are rough for me. They're rough for me. Cause it's like you asking me, well, do you want like oxygen or do you want water? I'm like, but I need both to live. Yeah, I don't know, like, fuck, man, that's such an impossible question. I think as a kid, I was more of a tits guy, and as I've grown older, I'm more of an ass guy, I guess, but at the end of the day, I'm both. Like, there's no, like, how do you hierarchy things that you both think are amazing? Like, they're both fantastic. Why would I pick one over the other? I'd be a fool to pick one over the other. They're both amazing. I can't pick. Like, when people ask me, like, between two things that are amazing, I'm sorry, both. I'm here for all of it. Yes, both. Like, I can't pick. I'm sorry. What are your opinions on squirting? I love it. I want you to squirt in my face. I want you to fucking squirt in my face. Like, I love squirting. I don't understand people who think it's gross. I don't understand it at all. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. It's fucking hot. Like, if I know you can squirt, my goal is to make you squirt as many times as I can. Like, that's just the truth. Like, if you're like, oh, one time I was playing with myself and I squirted, I'll be like, oh, there's my goal. Okay. And that's literally all I want to do now, is just make you fucking squirt. And squirt over and over again, and also squirt without you wanting to squirt. Like, you're like, I don't want to squirt anymore. I'm like, oh, too bad. Because that's, for me, I think I don't know, it's just so fucking sexy. I don't get it. I don't get it when people have gripes with squirting. I don't get what your deal is, man. I don't understand. But yeah, squirting's hot. It's fucking hot. I'm a fan of it. I will always be a fan of it. I just think it's sexy. I think what's great about it is that for a woman, a lot of her like pleasure and her enjoyment, like, if I'm fucking you, right, I can kind of feel it because my dick's inside of you, so I can like feel like when you come. But when when a man comes, it's like a really, it's like a show, because like you can like see this, like what you've, like the degrees of success you've had, because you're like, oh yeah, he came so much, he came so hard. But with a woman, you really don't have those degrees of success, unless like, I mean, you can be like, oh, she like couldn't speak for a little bit, or her legs were shuddering, or she was shaking, or her legs came together, or she forced you out of her pussy, or something like that. It could be like the degrees of how hard you fucked her. But like, for me, squirting always feels like the male, it's like the female equivalent of like coming, you know, in like a much more tangible sense. So pushing someone to the point where they just physically can't keep it in, and they just like let it out. I don't know, it's just hot. I think there's just something sexy about making a woman lose control, like fundamentally. And I think that squirting taps into it. Because I think that's all you ever want to do when you fuck someone, is just make them lose control. Like, you want them just to be, like, babbling, like, fucking, like, they don't know what day it is. It doesn't matter what day it is. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. All that they really care about right now is just getting more dick. And, like, that's it. Like, if you're able to put that kind of mentality into someone's head, I feel like that's a good fuck, you know? But that's just me. Yeah. Like, I think the goal is to just fuck her so hard that she forgets what day of the week it is. That's the goal, ain't it? All right, last question. Hey, what's good? Not much good, I'm just hanging out, recording this audio. How do you make those cunnilingus sounds? They sound really fucking real. Do you actually eat someone out, or are you... All right. I won't say how I make it. But no, I'm not actually eating anyone out. I think that would sound a little bit too real if I ate someone out while I recorded it. But I'm literally just doing the same thing I do with, like, if there was a pussy in front of me, I'm just making the same noise as that. Like, I'm doing the actual, like, thing I do with my tongue and my mouth and all that stuff to get the sound, you know? I think that's why it sounds so real, because this is basically just doing the same shit I would do in real life. I'm just be like, you know, just. You know, it's like, you know, you're like sucking on the clit a little bit, you're giving it a little bit of love with your tongue. It's a, you know, it's a slow production at first, but then you kind of work your way in, But yeah, that's how the sound's made. It's just, I just do the same thing I do in real life. That's why it sounds so real. So, I hope you enjoyed this whole naughty get to tonight. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. There's a link down below in the doobly-doo. So, if you have any naughty questions, I will love to give you an answer. I feel like Saturdays are a good day for these episodes. They might be coming out every week. But we'll see. We'll see what's going on moving forward. But I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you all later. Bye now.